different and unique to talk about. We are going to cover a new business that is really becoming very, very popular as we get together this first full week in January. And we have two guests with us this morning. We have Jason Winters and his lovely wife, Tracy Winters, who are the owners of the Higher Ground Pet Crematory. And that's what we're going to talk about, because this is so meaningful for people who have pets and who love their pets. And if you are a dog or a cat lover or any kind of a pet, we all know what we go through when we lose one. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But Tracy's been on here several times because she always keeps us up to date on what's going on in 4-H. So I want to welcome you both to the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, this morning we want to talk about something very special that you and Tracy have established, the Higher Ground Pet Crematory. But before we go into that, Tracy, tell us about the Higher Ground Farms where you and Jason live. And you have a number of businesses on that farm.
Yes, we do. We keep pretty busy. When we moved here a few years ago, we were looking for a farm location and had just about given up on that when we had almost signed paperwork on another house. And we went out to Attaville Elementary to see where the boys would go to school at, and just happened to take a drive up over the hill and we found our farm. So our farm is actually located right across the street from Attaville Elementary.
And that's nice and handy.
It was for sale and we jumped on it, and we've been there for about 5 years now.
And love it.
We love it. Beautiful
out there.
And you just
keep expanding and doing things.
Yeah, we have 40 acres, so we decided we wanted to put them to good use. Most of the people know that we raise boar goats. If you've been out there, you see about 100 goats roaming around on our 40 acres. And we sell those for 4-H, and we also sell them as meat goats. And then my sons have also gotten into the business, and my oldest son, Jacob, he has a chicken egg business. And he started that through 4-H, and he started out with 6 chickens, and now we have over 100 laying hens.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he keeps pretty busy with his egg business. And my younger son has gotten into dogs, so he has just started a breeding process with Great Pyrenees dogs. So we now have 5 Great Pyrenees.
Goats and chickens and dogs.
Yep.
And you can't beat that combination.
No,
oh, I remember as a little girl going up to the egg house at my grandmother's house to pick the eggs for the chickens. And, of course, I got to know all the different kinds of chickens. I wouldn't trade my early life visiting my grandmother on the farm for anything. And you are both animal lovers, which is obvious. So share with our listeners some information on pet cremation. This is such a unique service because pets, when you have one, and I know it was that way with us, our dogs were part of our family. And when you lost a dog, it was like losing a family member.
It is like losing it. Well, it is losing a family
member.
Yes,
it truly is. It truly is. And so this service is really very special that you offer.
It is, and it's very special to about 30% of pet owners. That's a very unique number. We did market research before we got into this business, and we found out that 5 out of every 10 think this, and they will tell you this, that this is the stupidest idea that they've ever heard. But
really?
You will find 2 people that like the idea, but just don't think that they'll spend the money on it. But 3 out of every 10 not only want our service, but love our service and need our service.
Right. And so, and they need to know about it. Don't you think a lot of that maybe they don't understand it?
I think a lot of it is they don't understand. Our motto is it's a loving option. And that's just the way we look at it. For some people, this is not what they want. They have family pet cemeteries on their farm or in their backyard. And that's all that they want.
But they may have to move someday and they won't be there.
That's exactly right. Our society is very transient.
Yes.
We're moving constantly. We have people that live in apartment buildings that don't have a backyard to bury their pets in. So this is a loving option. And that's what we are trying to convey to the community, that there is more than just burying your pet in the backyard.
I think that is something. Now, are you affiliated with local veterinarians and funeral homes?
We are. We are a wholesale provider of cremation services and urns customized to your pet's needs, but we also retail off the farm also. So if you're local and you want to come out to the farm, we can take care of everything on the farm. But we also have convenient locations in the area. Bill Crank has his veterinary practice in Henderson. Mm-hmm. He's an affiliate of ours. Brian Hendrickson here at River Bend, he is also one of our affiliates. Angie Dossie in Rio Grande Patriot area with 4 Seasons. She's one of our affiliates. And also Jenkins Funeral Chapel in Wellston, Ohio.
That's That's interesting.
All four of those locations handle the same urns. It's all the same prices. So you simply make the financial arrangements at your vet. You don't have to transport your animal. The vet will call me. I will go out to our affiliate location, pick up the animal, take them out to the farm, perform the cremation, also do the customization of the urns, which usually is a nameplate with the animal's name on it, maybe a little motto. Some of them have pictures, so in that case, they can email me a digital picture, and I'll have the picture printed, and we'll customize the urn.
And I think we need to mention that you are a licensed funeral director.
I am. I've spent over 15 years in the funeral industry. I had a funeral home in Wellston for 8 years. I spent 2 years with a national firm in a funeral home cemetery combination. And it was from my funeral experience that really perpetuated this business.
And the fact is that you are so capable of doing this, so they're dealing with someone who is trained. And I think that's so important to mention.
It is. So many times, our young people, our youth of our community, they meet death for the very first time through the loss of a pet.
Yes.
And it's really important how we deal with the loss of a pet as to how they deal with the loss of a human loved one later in life.
And as I said, when you become so attached, because the last dog that we had that we were so attached to, we had for 18 years, and he was a member of the family. So many people, if they live along the highway, you lose your pets because they, you know, no matter how careful you are, they go to the highway, and that's it. That's all she wrote. Yeah. And it's heartbreaking. Ours, of course, did not. He had been hit one time, and he never went back again. But, you know, he lived 18 years, and that was it, and he just died a very peaceful death. But it was agony for us for weeks.
It is difficult. Matter of fact, our very first client was our shepherd that we had had for 15 years.
He was 15. He had a heart attack in the field.
Yes.
That was very difficult on our boys. They came home from school. They found Simba in the field. So they called us and was distraught, obviously.
Of course.
But it was very cathartic for them to go through the process of selecting the urn that they wanted. We went through pictures, and they found the picture that they wanted. And now Simba is actually sitting above our television. We have his collar around the urn, and he's still with us today.
He's still with you, and I think that means so much. Well, what you and Tracy have established is truly a great service to the community. Now, what are some of the community service projects you've planned?
Well, one of the things that we're currently working on, we're working with the animal shelter locally and also with Perennial Cat Shelter. What we're trying to establish is a memorial urn, and we're trying to designate a specific urn for the pet shelter and also for the cat shelter, that when someone would purchase that urn, we would make a monetary donation to the shelter in their name and in memory of their pet. That way we can help our local shelters in the adoption process.
And that's so important. Tracy?
We currently have 4 cats that we've got from Perennial, and we love them. And then, of course, our other 2 dogs were pound puppies. So we kind of have a affiliation with that from previous life.
But. And the one that we had for the 18 years that I mentioned, he was a little straggler. When you live down along the river on Route 7, you get everybody drops things off. Right. And this one was a little dropped puppy that was mangy and everything else, and an egg sucker, if you know why that is. But my mother knew just what to do, and it turned out to be the most wonderful 75-pound dog you ever saw in your life. He was a member of our family, as I mentioned. Means so much. So I can really identify with what you're doing. Tell us about, we have about a minute and a half left, about the birth of the business and the University of Rio Grande MBA program.
Well, I am a graduate of the University of Rio Grande's MBA program. And through the program, it's in entrepreneurship. It teaches local people how to start their own businesses. Of course, I've had some experience in that area myself, but I needed a project. And over Christmas of last year, my brother had had a dog cremated. Tracy's cousin had had a cat cremated. And so over Christmas, we had discussed it. We actually talked about this in the past, but now with being confronted with a project and also our family needing the services, we decided to look into pet cremation. And from the work that I'd done through my master's at Rio Grande, we fine-tune this project.
I think that's wonderful. All right, our time is up, but I want you to tell us, how can they contact you?
Very simply, we have a website. It's www.higherground.petcrematory.com, And you can find all of our prices, all of our affiliate information. It's all there.
It's right there. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. That's wonderful. So don't forget that. Well, we thank you so much for coming in. You have been listening to Jason Winters and his wife, Tracy Winters, who are the co-owners of the Higher Ground Pet Crematory. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing this information with our listeners.
Thank you very much.